GOP Senator Sullivan, Putin, Xi benefiting the most from Biden's Green New Deal. By Trent Baker on November 10, 2021. Wednesday on CNBC's Squawk Box, Senator Dan Sullivan, R.A.K., hammered President Joe Biden and his administration for the rising oil prices. Sullivan noted that the Biden administration has followed the Green New Deal policies from day one and is now begging OPEC for more energy production. Look, from day one, the Biden administration has followed these Green New Deal policies, shutting down American energy production, killing American energy infrastructure like pipelines, Keystone. Now they're looking at this Line 5 in Michigan. Literally going to Wall Street and the financial sector saying don't invest in American energy, especially in places like Alaska, my great state, Sullivan outlined. And now, they're begging OPEC, if you can believe it, for more energy production. The Alaska Republican added that Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping are actually benefiting the most from these Biden Green New Deal policies. I think Putin and Xi Jinping are actually benefiting the most from these Biden Green New Deal policies, he declared. Clearly, Putin is. I mean, think about it, the president kills pipelines in America. But he's fine with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which is going to clearly benefit the Russians going forward with regard to European energy, which we had a lot of leverage over. Sullivan continued, same thing with Xi. You may have seen the reports in the Washington Post. John Kerry was over there again, which always makes me very nervous trying to get some deal from the dictators in Beijing. And then he comes back to the president and says, hey, the Chinese say if we're going to get a deal, we need to tone down our criticism of Hong Kong, of Taiwan, with regard to the Communist Party in China. That's outrageous. We should never be selling out American strategic interests for empty promises from Xi Jinping and others. That's what Kerry was pressing, and again, I think the American people are fundamentally opposed to that approach. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at Magnify Trent.